The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. I've been living in Spain for almost 25 years now, and this week I finally did something I should have done years ago. That was to go to a First Division football game. Not having done this sooner is all the more unbelievable because we live about 3 kilometres down the road from Villarreal, whose team is currently number 3 in the National League. The first thing I learnt when I excitedly announced our plan to a local is that it is called La Liga in Spain. It was almost as if I needed to wash out my mouth for having referred to it as the Premier League. That's what the English top-level football is called. I then learnt that each European country has their own name that they are fiercely proud of for their top competition. The first step in this plan was working out how to get tickets. Okay, as one would expect, there are countless websites where you can buy tickets. So a nice plan of where you want to sit helps. I click on midfield one side and there's nothing under 1,000 euros. Heck! The cheapest were high up in a corner, coming in at about 70 euros each. Continue the purchase process and at final checkout, there's an 80 euro booking fee plus 5 euros for the card, and the seats weren't together. At this stage, it was a case of we buy at the stadium itself or it's not going to happen. 3 separate trips to the stadium shop were required until we got someone that knew our only option was to queue up and buy tickets at the ticket office 1.5 hours before the game. So that's what we'd do. So into a little local type cafeteria and bar beside the stadium for morning tea once we decided on that option. My husband gets talking with the young guy serving and he says we can pay 30 euros each and use his mother's and her friend's passes as they can't go. Eureka! Then back into the shop to buy a cap and beanie so we can make it obvious who we are supporting. Villarreal's colour is bright yellow, really bright, bright yellow. The whole stadium is spectacular for being bright yellow. Our province is home to the tile industry in Spain, and the sponsorship from the big factories is the main reason we have a team that can hang out in La Liga with players good enough to have them in third place below Real Madrid and Barcelona. So great big shiny yellow tiles make up the external shell of the stadium. The team or club are affectionately known as the Yellow Submarine, with the Beatles song a popular addition. It seems all the teams have an official hymn that is played as they run out onto the field. But finally, our day arrived on Saturday the 6th with the home match against Getafe, one of the Madrid-based teams. What a great experience. Police everywhere controlling traffic. The big yellow team bus escorted past where we were morning teeing. Activities and music in the square outside. Then into our seats to watch everything. Warm up, even watering the pitch. An amazingly large crowd, even of Getafe visitors for a lesser match. And I loved it all, especially as we won 2-0. Sport is entertainment. So on that note, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.